The Steve Gruber Show, American Values with Midwestern Common Sense.
Now it's a legal matter, baby. You got me on the run. It's a legal matter, baby. A legal matter from now on.
It's 33 after on this Tuesday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more on the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter. And get involved at 888-900-9966. Ted checking in from Lansing today. Ted, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Steve. I'll try to be succinct. I listen every morning, and I agree with you 90% of the time. I'm a conservative who votes Republican. I've been doing it for 30-plus years.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, there is no excuse for what they did over this bill. This Freedom Caucus cannot see the future of what they've done here. Elections have consequences. When you read what the guy wrote about repealing it in December of 2017, that's great. That's the perfect. There is no perfect. Elections have consequences. Trump won. People like me did not expect him to go in there and magically transform everything. We expected him to begin a process of changing the way we defend this country, the way we look at terrorists, the way we get our health care, the way we do our manufacturing. People like me don't expect a miracle, and they certainly don't expect people like the Freedom Caucus, the first thing that comes up, to stand in his way. And I have had my fill of listening for the last 20 years to a conservative talk show host get on these moral subjects, abortion and bathrooms. Real people like me understand those are affairs of the heart. They don't matter when someone needs a job. If a person, we get off every time. We don't know how to govern unless we're at war. That's our problem.
A lot of truth to that.
People like the Freedom Caucus need to be voted out. They need it. They don't understand. They have made the president weaker by what they did. If they vote for this bill, and then he doesn't come through and go into phase two and phase three like he said he would, he gets the blame, and he doesn't get voted in again. But for them to stand in his way right off the bat is idiotic, and it does nothing to further what his agenda is.
Ted, I'm going to leave it right there. You did a marvelous job of getting your points in, and I appreciate the passion. For those of you that have a different point of view, it's 888-900-9966. Ted laid it out quite well for himself there. A conservative that for the most part votes Republican, listens to this program, agrees with me most of the time. Not everybody can agree with me all the time. That's okay. There's room for error. Not on my part. Anyhow, Ted, thank you very much. Terrific call. Great passion. Greatly appreciated. Let's quickly get to our next guest who's been waiting patiently but heard a great phone call. Seton Motley, founder and president of Less Government. Seton, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir.
I think Ted underscored a lot of the divide right now in America because you've got folks on the right saying the Freedom Caucus is saving America, and then you've got conservatives like Ted who say quite the opposite. So a big divide.
I actually disagree with Ted.
Well,
this bill is awful. It's only going to get worse. You know, the argument is, we'll send it to the Senate, and then they'll fix it. You know, and then they go to conference. It's only going to get worse. You got to start as far right as you can in the House because it's only going to get worse in the Senate.
What about Mo Brooks' bill? Mo Brooks put out a bill. It's one sentence to repeal Obamacare. It'll never get heard on the floor, but wouldn't it be nice?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's what they ran on that. They passed a plain repeal, no replace, or as I call it, repeal and repeal, 60-plus times under Obama, including unanimously 15 months ago, and I mean unanimously with Democrats 15 months ago.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, magically replace is added on to this equation.
Yeah.
Who's been moving the goalposts? We need the House to repeal Obamacare. Oh, actually, we also need the Senate. Oh, actually, we also need the White House, and we're still not repealing it.
Still hasn't happened.
Who's moving the goalposts here? The Freedom Caucus are the ones who've asked for the same thing in 2010 that they just asked for in 2017.
Well, Congressman Poe, who just left the Freedom Caucus.
And
use that very term.
Repo. I actually endorsed him as while I was running the Texas Club for Growth.
Well, just hold on.
He ran in 2004.
It was Congressman Poe who said that they're moving they being the Freedom Caucus are the one moving the goalposts. Those are his
words.
Well,
within the confines of the negotiations, and I'm not privy to them, and I have no reason to distrust Ted Poe's assessment of what happened in those negotiations, they may very well have. I don't know that. What I do know is they wanted repeal in 2010, and they want repeal now, and it's very hard to argue that this bill that they just killed was repeal of Obamacare.
All right, so obviously this arm wrestling match is going to go on for some time because...
Well, it doesn't even matter because we can do this again 2 weeks from now.
Well, the point is,
they won't go on
there is no bill.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, there's no bill out there. See, my concern is you're not going to get a bill that's going to pass on straight repeal. It's not going to happen because you have too many Republicans that frankly won't do it. I mean, there are 30 Republicans now being targeted.
Well, you can pass a straight repeal, and I've been saying this from the beginning. I, as a conservative who hate Medicaid and think it's, you know, the main drivers, it's not Obamacare. It's partially Obamacare. The main causes for the rise of private insurance costs are Medicare and Medicaid. Because they don't pay doctors a market rate for their goods and services. So they make it up by charging private insurance customers more.
You mean the government meddling in healthcare creates a more expensive healthcare system? I'm shocked.
And that's why these stupid people like Bernie Sanders, who says, just remove the line 65 and older from Medicare and put everybody on Medicare. That's insanity, because then there's nowhere to shift the cost offsets anymore. If everybody's on government medicine,
anybody
you start
that promotes,
rationing. You start lines. Start waiting for the doctors. As we've seen to a degree in Obamacare, it would only get worse. The chief drivers of private health insurance explosions in price and this is one of the things under
the fact of the matter is, hold on.
You expand Medicaid, the private
gets
more and more expensive because more people are availing themselves of government services that don't pay a market rate, so we make up the difference.
Well, you say Bernie Sanders is insane. Of course he is. He openly endorses Marxism. Anybody that can read wouldn't support
Lindsey
such a
Graham
thing.
Has some good lines, even though he's not a particularly useful senator.
He's a weasel.
He went to the Soviet Union on his honeymoon and never came back.
Well, right, but Lindsey Graham, I would get rid of him. He'd be on the top five to go.
I was involved in the South Carolina Tea Party thing, and when he was, the problem was there was like seven candidates that wanted to primary him, so he escaped unscathed.
Yeah. Well, I have good news and bad news, Seton. We covered a great amount of material right there, but we didn't get to the things we were going to talk about today.
Which is, you wrote me about in the first.
Ivy's. I'm going to be in trouble with Ivy. I'm going to be in time out for this, but we'll just have to have you back sometime soon if that works out for you.
That would be just fine. I appreciate it. And tell Ted, I hope he's listening. No hard feelings. I think this needed to be a better bill to begin with.
All right, Seton Motley, founder and president of Less Government. Always a pleasure. Thank you very much. This hour of the program brought to you in part by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to businesses around Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Now, if you'd like to be like Ted, that phone number, the Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Like I said, you can follow us on Facebook at The Steve Gruber Show and on Twitter at Steve Gruber Show is the handle to look for. Greatly appreciate your support. When we come back, Dr. John Lott will be here. We're going to talk a little bit about that Cincinnati nightclub shooting and a report saying that how more guns lead to more violence. I think the doctor might have something to say about that right here on The Steve Gruber Show.